We're learning the laws of Kaddish. It's brought down in the Bir Halacha, as we mentioned before, discusses in great detail all of the different laws in what's called Kuntres Maimer Kaddishin. It says as follows, Chamisha Chelukim, that there's actually five different levels with regard to the saying of Kaddish. We're not going to get into them today. Tomorrow we will discuss, begin to discuss what the five are. And based on where you are on that level will depend on whether or not you're the one that will be reciting the Kaddish. So he says like this, V'doros ha'achronim, in the later generations, this Pashit Haminog Barov HaMinkomos, it's become the generalized custom in many places. Shekol ha'yusomim omrim yachid kaddish. Even though he discusses that there's certain times in which this person says kaddish only, and the other person who does not have this on the same level for whatever reason, depending on where they fall in the year of their avelos, they may not say kaddish at all in the presence of this other person, or not as much. We don't do that. He says that in this later custom that everyone recites Kaddish altogether. And he says that that's a good thing. It's something which should be praised. And in fact, he quotes the language, the sitter of the Yavitz in his Dinim of Aleinu and Kaddish. He says, quote, as follows. It's b'inyan ki mi shekodem le'amiris Kaddish umi doch umi, with regard to who is supposed to recite Kaddish and who can push over the other person because they may not have the same urgency to recite the Kaddish. He says, don't really get into it over here in his sitter. He says, the minhag b'almahu. The fact is, who should be the one that says Kaddish over the other one is merely a minhag. Umatova yashir minhag ha-safardim. He says, it's such a beautiful custom that this group of people had. That in the event that there's a tremendous amount of people that wish to say Kaddish, and there's so many people that want to be able to say the Kaddish, so what are we going to do? We're going to suppress their ability to express themselves? No. Instead, we allow all of them to be Zochen. The Omrim also Ke'echot. He says that everyone should say it together. And he says that the reason why it's such a great thing is two reasons. First of all, Ubetele Machlokis, the potential Machlokis, which can... I can't think of anyone who would do this, but maybe some people would fight over it. Can I say Kaddish? Or as we're going to see, that the minhagim, which do not apply by Kaddish, can be borrowed to who's the person who's supposed to take the amud for that particular davening. So he said by doing this, that everyone says Kaddish together, it's going to minimize the disputes in that shul and be able to promote peace, which is a good thing. And also going into all of these different details and laws, which are not the depth of these laws are not readily found. So we see that there are people who are lenient in the such as the Yavitz that says that everyone should say the Kaddish together. And according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, he was maybe more of a stringent opinion, but he is lenient in the following scenario. He said, what happened in the event that you have so many somim rachman al-Atslan to the point that if we were going to be nitpicky and say that this person is in front of this person in front of this person, if Kanayin Har, you're in a very large shul, he says it's possible, af lupam achas b'chodesh, it's possible that this person who's in the bottom of the totem pole may not even say Kaddish the entire month. So he said, if you're in such a scenario where there's so many different people, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, Kaddish l'achrelenu yomer kulam yachad. He says that even the people that say it separately, at least when it comes to Olenu, the Kaddish thereafter, everyone should say it together. So it seems like almost like a universal custom, which we're pretty much familiar with. But some people are venomously against this and said that no, the Kaddish must be said only by one person. And he brings down a couple of reasons for this. Idach Yesh, there's other individuals, more specifically the Chazon Ish, as we'll see what he says about someone who says more than one person saying a Kaddish together. He says like this. He says, Keneged Aminig Hazeh. He's very much against this custom. He gives two reasons. What are the two reasons? He says as follows. First of all, Ki Ein Tu Eles L'Neshama Sameis. This is, of course, only according to his opinion, which we do not hold of. He says that the level, the toeles of the neshamas ameis does not affect, does not help. When one person says Kaddish and everyone responds Amen Yehishmi Rabba, so that is a way that it will be able to be an aliyah to the neshama. But Shar Tfelim Li Echad Zeh, and all the other people that are reciting the Kaddish together with this one person, it's really only secondary, it doesn't have the same positive effect, same power. He says, "Mikivon she'en biyadeinu l'hachli, mihu oso echad mezakas ram." He says, we can't figure out, there's 10 people there, we're not going to know exactly who it is, that is that one person that is really being mezakas arabim, because they're all saying it together. Harishiyotz eschar kulam b'hasedim. It's as though that really none of them are benefiting from the rescinding Kaddish, as though one saying it alone. Rishanis, he says, another practical reason, something which we do find is an issue. Kipamim shezeh omer kaddish benachas v'zeh omer kaddish b'mehiru. Some people will say kaddish flying through, right, quickly. Some people say a little bit slower. Zet tzayif v'chaver tzayif k'negdo. V'am misbabel v'anias amein enu k'hoigin. Some people, when they say kaddish, some will say it louder, some will say it not as loud, and therefore they're not going to be all in tune, and they'll end up not saying amein b'yachad k'hoigin. They're not going to be saying it properly. So he said, for those two reasons, I hold it's better that we should not have all these people saying the kaddish. And the Chazon Ish, I'm going to quote the words of the Chazon Ish. He says like this. Omer, he says, quote, Shishnayim ha'omrim kaddish, havile kishnei shlech tzibur di'esh isor medina. That, of course, you're not going to appoint, just because you have a second person who wants to daven, to lead the davening, you're not going to put two people up to daven together, like a choir. That's something which is obviously forbidden. So the Chazon Ish says that just like we would not have two people leading the davening together in one minyan, according to him, you also cannot have two people reciting the kaddish. But we'll conclude with the following paragraph. Amnam ka'amor, however, haminag niskabel, it's been an accepted tradition, she'omrim kol ha'yisamim she'bemesach neses yachad kaddish, that we have, the tradition is brought down by the Chayadam. Chayadam holds like this, and also the Gesher Chayim, that everyone recites the kaddish together, and it's not an issue, and we're not to be concerned of the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The af and even, in kol ha'mispalim yisomim, even if you look around and you're in a minyan where everyone is saying Kaddish. So the question is, so who's answering Kaddish? Leisim ba, it's not a problem. The truth is, l'chadchila nish lezar yishil l'chol pacho shnei anashim shenu amin l'achreihem. If you can find two people in the minyan that are not saying Kaddish, that's the best. However, in the event that you can't, everyone's saying Kaddish, that's also not an issue. Amnam yeshua hakbid ad kama she'efsher. We have to try our very best as much as possible. Shiamdu kol omrim Kaddish echad samach hasheni. That if in the event they have more than one person saying Kaddish together, that they shouldn't be in all different corners of the shul. Rather, echad samach hasheni. They should be relatively close proximity to one another. Yomer kulam yachad b'kol echad. This way they can all say it together. This way everyone can answer Amen to everyone at the same time.